Les Lazarek is the play-by-play voice of the Saskatoon Blades. He also had the grave misfortune of hiring an 18-year-old kid. Well, hiring, giving an 18-year-old kid from Morden a chance to write for a university newspaper. And God, if you knew then, Les, that it was going to turn out this way, you probably would have done something else. Probably would have said no.
Are you kidding me? The times you and I spent, especially up in the old press box at Charlie Krupp Stadium in Winnipeg, watching the Winnipeg Colonels in the Western Major Fastball League. Are you kidding me? Do you remember some of the songs you used to sing that you made up along the line?
Yes, I do. Yes, yeah, I do. We don't need to talk about that. Yeah, or the autographed gloves that were given out as gifts for the 50-50. Anyhow, enough of that. Les, thanks for joining us. Les Lazarek, the voice of the Saskatoon Blades. You came up with this idea to honor Tyler Bieber, the play-by-play voice of the Humboldt Broncos. And when I found out about it yesterday, my first reaction is, logistically, this is going to be hard. My second reaction is, Les has just opened the floodgates, because there will be a lot of people who want to get involved in this. So can you tell us a little bit about what I'm going to call this initiative to honor Tyler Bieber, who of course was one of the victims in the Humboldt Broncos bus crash?
Well, Jeff, I mean, so many people have started initiatives, and unique and beautiful initiatives, putting out hockey sticks, putting out athletic tape outside the doors at night, whatever the case may be, finding ways, having vigils, raising money. How do you do it for a broadcaster? Yeah, you can stick outside the door the headset microphones, but you know those things are actually quite valuable. People could end up stealing those things. I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. But maybe some other way. Well, to me, the best way to do it would be to utilize our talent, such as it is, and actually volunteer to be involved with the Humboldt Broncos in the future. Obviously, their season is done this year, but they're going to be back in 2018-19. If there's one thing, Jeff, I know and you know about Prairie Folk, they are resilient and they will bounce back. And the Humboldt Broncos are going to bounce back. And they're going to need a broadcaster. And I pity and I feel sorry for the young man who's going to be hired by the radio station in Humboldt, Bolt FM, who has to do this. So my thought was, well, let's help this young man along. Young man or young woman. It could be a young woman for all I know. So my apologies on that, but it could be that young broadcaster is going to need some help. And what better way to do it than to offer to broadcast games and maybe even mentor the young person along the line? I'm willing to do it, well, as good as I am. I don't know. But there are so many people that I'm sure could help out. And the response, Jeff, has been incredible, way beyond my expectations. Hundreds upon hundreds. We have enough people to probably, you know, take shifts a period at a time and have play-by-play color, host, you know, intermission analyst, statistician, whatever the case may be. It's been incredible, the response, and it heartens me, it humbles me from what I've been able to get in response here so far.
You know, I know that, look, anybody who has covered any level of hockey below the NHL in Western Canada. I mean, we're used to bus trips. We're used to long drives. We're used to long drives and long flat roads at all hours of the night through all sorts of weather. I would think for a lot of people in our industry, Les, that, you know, the story of Tyler Bieber probably resonated maybe even a little deeper for some of us in the story of the hockey players, because that was a guy who was a younger guy who was starting out, right? And this was, you know, he's a broadcast. He's probably doing a bunch of things for that team in addition to simply rolling into the press box and doing the game. And right. it really does strike a chord, I think, with a lot of people in our industry.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't imagine what happened. I mean, it's a great fear that we all have. It's in the back of our minds. It has to be deep in the back of our minds that there could be an accident. We can all think back to the Swift Current Broncos tragedy where the four players lost their lives back in December of 1986. Mm-hmm. And you'd have that in the back of your mind. And now this has all been freshened and reinforced as to what can happen by this tragedy at a much greater magnitude, unfortunately. it does hit home. It really does. I mean, as soon as I finally heard about it on Friday evening, it was like rush down to the station and what can I do to help out? And then the next day, going to the news conference in Humboldt and listening and asking questions and trying to make sense of what happened. It really does hit home. And again, because of the broadcaster angle of it, Tyler having perished in the accident, it just makes you want to do something to help out because you understand what everything is that he's going through in the course of his duties, covering a junior hockey team and riding the bus with that group.
So, Les, have you heard from people who are, you know, NHL broadcasters, junior broadcasters, just starting out, retired broadcasters? Has it been pretty much the gamut?
Can I drop some names?
Sure.
All right. Let's start out with Elliot Friedman, who direct messaged me. How about Chris Cuthbert? How about Bill Bartlett in Montreal? Dean Brown in Ottawa?
Wow.
Joey Kenward and Brendan Batchelor in Vancouver. Morley Scott, the voice of the Edmonton Eskimos in the CFL, has reached out. Brian Munns, who's involved with TSN Winnipeg. Kelly Moore, former broadcaster of the Winnipeg Jets. It's incredible. Those are the big names. Those are the big names that have got Roger Millions from Sportsnet in Calgary. All those sorts of people have contacted me. Peter Labardius has been in touch. I'm missing some, obviously.
Right.
I don't have the list right in front of me, but the numbers of big name, high profile people has been incredible. We could probably fill all 58 regular season games in 2018-19 with just those sorts of people. And yet I think that would be almost a disservice to do that. I think to a degree we have to let some of the younger people, some of the people that are in the junior A leagues that, you know, feel it as well as I do, as well as those people do, get a shot behind the mic as well. The key thing here, though, now, Jeff, is we have to get to part two of this. This is just an idea. This was just spitballing, essentially, yesterday.
Right.
While I'm sitting there at the funeral in the Elgar Peterson Arena in Humboldt and looking up at the tiny broadcast location and thinking to myself, you know, somebody's going to have to do this. I'd love to do it just once.
Right.
And call a game in this building, you know, for this franchise, which is a storied franchise in itself in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. And then you'll get the response I did, and it's like, okay, well, now we got to talk to some people.
Yeah.
The general manager and program director of the radio station,
mm-hmm.
the president of the Humboldt Broncos, the president of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. I've just been made attention that Bill Chow, the president of the SJHL, has just learned about this morning in conversation, doing an interview on TV in Regina, and thinks it's wonderful. Well, I'm glad of that because I think there's opportunities to create fundraising that can help out more victims of the Humboldt bus tragedy, as well as the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League in general, with the grieving process, because I'm sure this extends further than just the Humboldt Broncos. This is going to be tough on so many people that are involved with the junior teams in the province.
Les, listen, it's a terrific idea. It's a great initiative. I'm not at all surprised that it's a result of something you thought of. Anything we can do to help, you've got my number, you've got my email.
I do.
Give me a call.
I do.
And we're all behind you. And I really appreciate you joining us. It's great to talk to you as always, my friend.
Yeah, it's been a long time, my friend. Next time I'm in Toronto, I'm looking you up.
Absolutely. Take care.
Take care. You too.